Nazarene Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Now, yesterday we started looking at the fact that Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, laid His life down for you, for me, and for everyone in the world. You know the scriptures, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And then His only begotten Son laid down His life for you and for me. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and God bless you as you hear the word of truth.
Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay my life that I may take it again. I lay down my life that I may take it again. Listen, if you only lay your life down, you know what you do? You know there's a thing called S-E-L-F. What's that spell?
Self.
If you want God, He says, take that self and put Him on the cross daily. And let God reign where self tries to reign. God, always remember that Christ is in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit. The Bible says you became one with Christ when you were born again. So you're one with Christ. Now Christ is talking to us from our spirit man, the real you, the real person created in His image and likeness. Amen? The real me. Your spirit man, which is hooked up with the Holy Spirit, is speaking to your soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, which controls this realm, the flesh.
Yes.
And if your soulish realm obeys the spirit realm, then the flesh will not do the things you don't want to do. And the great apostle Paul said, oh, woe is me, I do the things I don't want to do, and the things I do want to do, I don't do. That means self can control anybody. So you got to die to self. Say, die to self.
Die to self.
And live to Christ.
Yes.
He says the old man's been crucified, didn't he?
Yes.
That's in the gospel. Not the gospels, that's in the epistles. The old man has been crucified, put on Christ. Says, put Him on like a garment. You put on Christ, and that means I talk like Christ. I walk like Christ. I act like Christ. I love like Christ.
Amen.
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 Because you can't love some people. And God says, love your enemies. If I ain't wearing Christ, I ain't going to love nobody. If you knew me outside of Christ, you'd run from me. And if I knew you outside of Christ, I'd run from you. In Christ, you look a whole lot better. It's the truth. Now watch it. He says, I lay down my life that I may take it again. Verse 18. No one takes it from me. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. In these verses right here, Jesus is telling us that no man, no devil in hell, no angel, nobody could take His life. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Is that what He's saying?
Yes.
No one anywhere in the heavens or the earth could take His life. He had to lay it down willingly and give it up willingly. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. He, Jesus, and He alone, only Jesus, He alone had the power to lay down His life and the power to take it up again through the Holy Spirit. Remember, God and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. Amen. So now, today as a child of God, if you recall, Jesus said, the works that I do. What did He say? And what did he tell us we just read now? I lay my life down and I pick it up again. So what am I telling you? You can lay down your life in areas and pick it up again renewed. Because when you got saved, you had to lay down yourself and rise up in Christ. And the problem with humans is they hate change. And if you hate change, then you can't stand being saved. Because when you got saved, old things passed away, and behold, all things became brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So if you don't like change, you can't get saved. You better like change. You better say, Lord, I want to change the way I am. How many of you would like to change who you are and how you act? Amen. My God. That enemy can just move. Today, as a child of God, the same power, the same authority resides in you.
Amen.
And I'm going to explain this in a bit of detail now. But the same power Jesus had, he said, what I do, you will do. And greater. Correct? He said, I give you authority. He said, cast out devils. Hello? Any of you done any casting out recently? You need to be, because there's a lot of demonic activity in the area. Yeah, I know some people that have got a demonic church. Yeah, there's more demons in church than there are outside. Because the world is so lost, they don't need the demons. They're taking over for themselves. But in the church, that's where the Jezebels are. And that's a demon spirit. You think it's joking?
No.
So now watch out. You have the same power, the same authority that Jesus had resides in you. How can I say that? Because the Holy Spirit, the greater one on the inside of me, is in me. The same Spirit. Now watch here. Okay. Go with me to Romans 8. Romans 8:11. Watch this. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ, He that raised up Christ, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal, that means bring to life, your mortal bodies by His Spirit dwelling. Same Spirit who raised Jesus from the grave is the same one who raised you from hell and destruction when you received Jesus Christ. Same Holy Spirit that lives in you today. And if you think about it, you all know the scripture, always use it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. With the what? And with? Now hold on. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your spirit that dwelleth in you, will quicken your body. That means bring to life. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with?
Power.
The Holy Ghost and?
Power.
The Holy Ghost and?
Power.
I have power to give my life and raise up again. The Holy Ghost and power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Then Jesus went about, only then, doing good and what? Healing all who were oppressed by who? Who killed Jesus? Nobody. He gave his life up. Who planned the killing of Jesus? The devil. The devil will try to kill you. In fact, let me tell you something. If God was not in your life, if God was not God, even before you were saved, you'd be dead. Think about when you were young growing up. How many times did you miss death? How many of you are on drugs and alcohol and riding and driving cars and motorcycles? Okay, Tommy, put both your hands down. He's waving, right? We all had our conversation with that stuff, all of us. Not one of us in here can say, ooh, I'm sinless. The only reason you're sinless is because Christ came into your life. Before that, you were just as bad as the worst. All of us. All right, now watch here. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, well, does He? Does He dwell in you? He dwells in you. Okay, so then listen to this. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And because He dwells in you, He that raised Christ up from the dead, that same Spirit, will also quicken, bring to life your mortal body by that Spirit that you've got inside of you right now. Right now, that same Holy Spirit that Christ walked on the earth with, casting out demons, walking on water, raising the dead, healing the sick, multiplying the loaves, that same Spirit that got Him to do that is the one inside of you. Think about that. Meditate on that. Here's the power of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. When God looked out on the world and on the planets, it was all dark and null and void. But there was someone hovering. I like Americans, they say hoovering. It's not hoovering, that's a vacuum cleaner. The Holy Spirit was hovering over chaos and darkness and disorder. And God said, okay, light. And the Holy Spirit shut up and gave light. The power of God is the Holy Spirit. That's why you say, greater is He that liveth in me than the devil and all his cronies that live outside of me in the world. And so there's not nothing you can live. You've got the power, you've got the authority, you've got Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit residing inside of you.
Hallelujah.
This is not Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is 100 miles away, up north. This is reality. We need to have a reality check sometimes. Right? Have you ever been attacked by the devil? Like yesterday and today? He's relentless. But you take those thoughts captive. Now I want you to look at what Jesus says. Luke 10, verse 19. Look what He says here. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, power to tread on scorpions, and power over all the power of the enemy. Do you remember one day that Donald Trump said to the guy from North Korea, what's his name? Kim Jong-un, the one in North Korea, when he was getting funny, you know what Trump said to him? He said, my bombs are bigger than yours. How many of you remember him saying that? Do you remember it, anyone? You say it, put your hand up so they know I'm telling the truth. You saw it, right? He said, my bombs are bigger than yours. Remember what Jesus says here. He's going to give you the power to tread on serpents, power to tread on scorpions, and power over all of the power of the enemy. The enemy can't beat you. There it is. There you go. And you can't talk to me. I'm not scared. You can't answer back. And nothing. What does nothing leave out?
Nothing.
Nothing leaves out nothing. Does that mean everything is included in nothing?
Yes.
Well, what is everything that nothing is going to protect you from? Sickness, disaster, lack and want, all kinds of fear, all kinds of doubt. Nothing shall by any means, my God, can you make it any clearer? Nothing by any means shall hurt you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, you're just joshing around with me. Oh, no, you're just telling me a story. You're spinning a yarn. He said, I can't lie, dude. I'm not a human like you that lies and twists the truth and bends the rules. If Jesus said it, you better believe it. That's all there is to it. You believe it and you can walk in that.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join our 10 a.m. service